Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Hello, I'm here during the lunch rush with Janice, who owns her own food truck.
Best cheesesteaks in town.
Janice traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for her food truck business. We're here where she needs us most.
They sure are.
We make it so easy for her to save, with customised coverage that grows with her business. Sorry, I just get so emotional talking about saving folks money.
Not this onion I'm chopping?
It's just so beautiful. Oh, yeah, no, it's the onion.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
Hey, guys, back for another quick review of Donald Trump's first book, The Art of the Deal, first chapter, A Week in the Life, Dealing. And so we've been with him for 5 days, and we've seen his schedule, which he keeps very flexible. And a few things that we can take from his approach is he keeps his meeting very short and to the point. And that's one of the key things. And that's how he can get so much done in a day, right? He comes to a decision quickly. He understands how to, you know, what time to allocate. Basically, he goes straight to the point and does not waste time at all. That allows him to do a lot of things in his week. We establish here already in the 1980s that Trump has connections to Wall Street, to top bank CEOs. He understands the legal system. His sister is a judge in New Jersey, and he already is dealing with governments. He has one of his associates up in Australia, fly to Australia to negotiate the development of a casino and hotel there. So already on these three very important sphere of public and private life, he has excellent connections and knows how to handle people, again, in finance, in the judiciary system, and in government, right? So he's proficient at these three spheres, so we see that early on. We also see his approach to media. He feels that if the media is allowed to criticize him, he criticizes back, right? The human being on the other side of the mic or typing an article is no better than him, for sure, right? At least, let's say, equal. So if the person feels okay criticizing unjustly, he feels it's okay to retaliate in a similar fashion. Basically, if someone criticizes him and he feels it's unwarranted, he can criticize back. And he doesn't feel that a journalist gets immunity from that. If the journalist is deceitful and dishonest, as we've seen, you know, we all have our own take on certain things, and we can see where there's clear dishonesty. Trump doesn't mind calling it out and calling out of the flaws of the person who is criticizing him. So definitely tit for tat. He doesn't tolerate unjust criticism. You'll see he's cool with self-deprecating humor. Like, you'll see that, like, he does the SNL skits. Like, he's okay with that, like, when it's kind of from a good place. But he can sense when it's malicious, and he does not tolerate that. We see also his negotiating style and tactics. So, okay, first of all, he does have cash on hand. We see how he acquired Mar-a-Lago for a fraction of what it cost. For Mar-a-Lago is a magnificent property in Florida that has, if I remember correctly, around 128 rooms. It's a mansion with a golf course, tennis courts, and Trump got it for only $8 million. How did he do it? So $5 million plus $3 million for the furnishing. How did he do it? Basically, he saw that it was kind of the house was a bit abandoned by the previous owners, right? Very large estate. And he put in an offer for $15 million, which is low, but for some reason, it was never accepted. And they were interested in going with other buyers, and every subsequent deal fell through. So none of the offers on the house, went all the way. And Trump, what he did, instead of coming back with the same offer, he instead went with a lower bid. Every time that he was refused, he's like, all right, they want to take the risk. They'll take the risk. And the risk is that my next offer is coming to be lower. And eventually, so it went from 15 to 8 million. That's how it ended. And he was able to, first of all, he acted quickly on instinct, which is a recurrent theme, had the cash on hand. He was able to deploy the necessary monies at the right time. And and was very quick to act. He saw the property by passing in a neighborhood, and he really wanted it, and he didn't let go. He had the patience to see his strategy through. So he bid, right, a full cash offer that was not accepted, and he had the patience to see what's going on with the property, and even though they turned him down, first of all, he was persistent. But he wasn't, right, he wasn't, let's say, foolish in the negotiations. Quite the contrary. He saw that they had trouble selling, and if they're more eager to sell than he's eager to buy, he has the upper hand in the negotiation. And that's how he walked away, by paying $8 million for one of the top properties in probably the entire state of Florida. And we know today how little, fortunately, $8 million is for that kind of properties. So Trump really did an amazing deal on purchasing Mar-a-Lago, and that's so he takes us through this process in his, as he details his week in office. So again, that was a decision made on instinct, and it's something that comes back. Trump is a very he believes in the human intelligence that comes from your gut, right? You're really much smarter than the books and the school let you to believe. At the core, we have human, deeply rooted human intelligence that's like the split second intuition that's hard to describe. But Trump really leans into that, to intuition, to make his decisions and to make his assessment. And actually, if you discard your intuition and your gut feeling, you're bound, unfortunately, to make mistakes, right? So fortunately, the school curriculums encourage rigid, very structured, inside-the-box thinking, but life is much more dynamic than that. And Trump knows that there's deeper intelligence. And if you read some of the leading neuroscientists, there's a few books, either by Daniel Goleman, the Science of Self-Deception, and another one is Descartes' Error by Antonio Damasio. So we have two Harvard neuroscientists who basically tell you in their books, how quickly we come to decisions without even consciously registering them, the blink of an eye, our peripheral vision can already alert us of certain things. So if we're blind to these signals, if we don't take into account our feelings in an interaction, we're really discarding important information. And Trump does the opposite. He really leans in to the gut feeling. That's something you won't really hear elsewhere. It's not widely preached, but it is at the core of Trump's success. It really is. And I think of a lot of human beings who have been extremely successful, it's at key moments, right? If you see certain interviews by Jeff Bezos, you'll see that he said that his most important decisions weren't made through analysis. They were made, and I'm paraphrasing, something like with intuition, right? So it wasn't by doing the math or crunching the numbers on Excel. It's really, is it a good deal or not? You can have of course, if you know what you're talking about, a good intuition, and you should stick to that. And finally, we see Trump's emphasis on cutting costs in his real estate project. So he really wants to make sure the contractors are like on time and on budget. And this is a bit counterintuitive. Like, we feel, you know, the bigger the billionaire, the more lavish they'll be in their spending. And that's true for like his personal apartment, which he makes it look like what he calls like the modern day Versailles. But it's not necessarily true for his business interests. His business interests, of course, like it's very simple and intuitive that the profit of a real estate developer is contingent on a mastery of the costs. So if the costs get out of hand, they really can eat into his profit. And worst, they can potentially, if it's truly out of control, make the project a loss. Even if the apartments sell go for expensive prices, if the project was poorly managed, the profit margin is essentially gone. So Trump is very careful about keeping costs low, and that's also his approach to government, looking for efficiencies, how he negotiated. You know, if it's just for Air Force One, right, with Boeing, he was very clear about like his expectations of how much it should cost, and they adjusted the price for him and then hiked it up back when Biden came to office. So we see that he knows what luxury is. He enjoys luxury, but he also wants a good deal, and in general, for his business dealings, is going to want the best like quality for the price. For his personal taste, he can splurge, but for his business, really, it's about a bang for a buck, if you will. And that concludes A Week in the Life. We're going to continue with the next chapter of The Art of the Deal, Trump Cards, The Elements of the Deal, shortly.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.